I'm Catherine Lanfer. You're listening to The Takeaway. John and Adore are away.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, no one knows whether New York Yankees Alex Rodriguez will ever overcome the blow to his reputation caused by revelations that he used steroids in 2003. But one thing is for certain. Had the Baseball Players Association not held on to voluntary test samples submitted by A-Rod and other players, none of this would have ever come to light. Well, Anthony Reber is a Newsday baseball writer. He's covering the story, and he's joining us from Tampa to talk about what exactly went wrong, at least from A-Rod's perspective. Anthony?
Good morning.
Hi. Take us quickly through what happened here. Players gave samples in 2003 just as part of a survey of drug use in the big leagues, right? But those samples were supposed to have been destroyed.
Yes. The agreement with the union in Major League Baseball was that they would do the tests. They were anonymous. There were no penalties if you failed. And the union had the right to destroy the test results. For some reason, that is only known to them and has not been explained, and I imagine will be, hopefully, in the next few days. They did not destroy those test results. Test results were then seized by the government, who found them in a Balco lab when they were trying to bring a case against Barry Bonds and others.
In San Francisco, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The government has had them since, I believe, 2004. And it's been the subject of a court case between the union and the government. The union doesn't want the names released. The government does, or at least wants to be able to. And then this one test result with Alex Rodriguez leaked out.
And we should mention that Rodriguez was playing for Texas at the time, correct?
Yes, that's true.
All right. Well, how much are players actually aware of the union's involvement in this? Is this going to change the players' relationship with the Players Association?
I would say that most players are not aware of it, even with all the headlines with A-Rod. Most players are pretty oblivious to these situations, and they might rely on their agents to be outraged for them. But I would imagine that it's less than three players per clubhouse that would even be aware of this situation in terms of what the union screwed up.
All right. Well, Anthony, I want you to listen to a piece of sound we have from A-Rod back in December 2007 and what he said.
I've never felt overmatched on the baseball field. I've always been in a very strong, dominant position. And I felt that if I did my work since I was a rookie back in Seattle, I didn't have a problem competing at any level.
Right. Well, whether the warrant was valid or not, or whether the samples ever should have been kept, Alex Rodriguez cheated, right? I mean, how does this affect his reputation? He's a cheater.
Well, Alex Rodriguez is reported to have failed a drug test.
Okay.
Whether he actually failed the test or not, he has the right to come out in the coming days and say, no, I didn't, it was a mistake. So we have to wait for that side of the story. But let's assume that the Sports Illustrated report was accurate, which I'm sure it was. It tarnishes his legacy to no end. I mean, Alex Rodriguez was a polarizing force anyway, hated by some, loved by some. But you were never indifferent to him, at least not in New York. Now, he's a pariah. It's damaging. It'll probably never get into the Hall of Fame unless somehow he can prove that this wasn't true.
Prove a negative. He'll never prove it's not true, right?
Well, that's the problem with these reports. And like I said, I believe it's true because I know the quality of the journalism that's been practiced here. But let's say it isn't. There's nothing he can do short of Sports Illustrated coming out and saying, well, we were wrong.
All right. Anthony Reber's Newsday baseball writer. Talked to us about Alex Rodriguez and his alleged drug use as reported in Sports Illustrated. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.